Views expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, staff, or management. The following paid program is sponsored by Azorian. Wondering who's in your cyberspace? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Charles Tendell Show, the show where you can learn how to protect your online business and personal information. Charles Tendell is a cybersecurity consultant and ethical hacker, and he's here to answer all of your cyber concerns.
Heads up, everybody. It's Peter Boyles. It's 5 p.m. Get ready for Hacked. You got problems with computers. Kids are being bullied. Somebody's messing with you. How about dating online? Charles Tendell forgot more about computers than most people know. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Charles.
What's going on, internet and radio world? It's Thursday. Therefore, on this show, I've tried something new and doing what I call Throwback Thursday. And I got a dial tone, which is weird. So somebody already hung up on me. But Throwback Thursdays, welcome. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. If you've got a question, 303-632-4160. Number again, 303-632-4160. Or you can go over to thecharlestendellshow.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on iTunes or on your favorite podcasting app on just about anything that's out there. You can find my Facebook page, The Charles Tendell Show. In fact, if you're over on Facebook right now, hi Facebook people, you're watching the live stream or you're watching this video later, hello you. Comment, tell me how I'm doing, tell me if you like the show, tell me if things are going well. So Thursdays on this show, hopefully this will be a continuing trend, have become Throwback Thursdays. And as many of you may or may not know, one of my original starts in radio was on a friend of mine's show where I co-hosted, or I thought I did okay co-hosting. You know, I started off just coming in and doing some comments, like, you know, coming in and just talking. And but that was my first taste of radio, and I absolutely loved it. So joining me on the show today, and his entourage joining me today, is the host of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers and technology, Computer America, heard around the world and coast to coast. The host, Craig Crossman, joins me today. Craig, welcome to the show.
I'm trying to reach Car Talk. I got the right number. I have a problem with my car.
Well, how fast is your car going, sir?
Over a cliff, I think.
If it's going over a cliff, you should probably hang up and dial 911. Were there small children in the car?
I think some hacker took over my car. I was driving, and all of a sudden, the wheel just went out of control, and then that there she wrote.
Oh, well, do you drive a Mitsubishi by chance? A Mitsubishi or a Toyota or a Dodge?
How did you know?
Well, you know, there are only a couple of them, or a Tesla or any of those. You know, all the computers in these things let me take over them. But thank you for calling. I'll make sure, you know, I send the information to the right people. Hello, Craig.
How you doing, Charles?
I am well. I'm well, man. See, what most of the people out there, even on the Facebook world, listening on live stream, listening to this podcast later, don't know is I used to call in and just harass Craig. So it gives him complete autonomy to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to harass him. I can do it now. My, how the tables have turned.
It's about time.
You think?
Congratulations on your show. Absolutely. It's wonderful. I'm so glad that how do you like it?
I'm hooked. I mean, it is definitely one of those things where like I had a little bit and it just progressively became more and more and more. And now that it's mine, I'm like, oh, man, what should I do?
Now you're hooked.
You know,
you're hooked.
And I keep watching the numbers go up week by week. And, you know, we've only been on the air. Today is what?
We're talking about which numbers you're talking about, your blood pressure or what?
Oh, that too. Blood pressure does go up. I did not realize that. You didn't warn me on that part. And the elevation in the blood pressure, you know, the sleepless nights sweats, you know. I understand.
What am I going to talk about today? I mean, I can do this five afternoons a week.
Five afternoons. You know, but I've got a hot topic. Cybersecurity never gets old. Like, there's never not a headline.
Well, that's true.
Especially in this season. And because I can swing from politics to tech, I've got a cornucopia.
You're okay.
Of topics.
But at least you only have it. At least it's only an hour a day. It's not like 2 hours a day.
I know. Too. But sometimes I wish there was like a little bit more than just the 1 hour, because you run out of time for things.
Hey, time flies when you're being hacked.
Well, tell everyone about Craig Crossman and where we can find Craig Crossman over at ComputerAmerica.com.
I'm the host of ComputerAmerica.com. It's the longest-running nationally syndicated talk show on computers and technology, now well over 25 years. And I and my co-host, Ben, who should be calling in now, I'm not sure where Ben is.
He's already here, but I was expecting some kind of grand entrance, and all I got was an entourage.
Oh, there he is.
I wasn't sure. I was gambling. I heard the dial tone early on, and I was like, "Is Ben here?" Like, I'm pretty sure it's not Ben. Craig that's just hung up, because Craig is super punctual, and Donnie was telling me, he was like, "This guy called in like 10 minutes early."
That's right. I being in the radio biz for so long, you got to know that if something's going to go wrong, it definitely is going to happen. You know. And that's, but Ben's become comfortable with it now. You know, he'll, you know, like 2 minutes before
the show starts, and assume everything's going to be okay. And you know what? Mostly it has.
So. Well, if you're listening, if you're watching on the Facebook stream, or you're listening to this podcast later, or you're listening live over on the KDMT website or on the CharlesTendellShow.com, right? Or you've got the 1690 KDMT app in your hand right now. That voice you just heard is the infamous. What was it? It was something chipmunk.
Pickled,
what was it? Pickled chipmunk.
Pickled chipmunk.
The infamous pickled chipmunk, also known as the co-host Ben of Computer America.
See, 1 minute. That's going to be a problem for people of my age, you know, and to a lesser extent, Charles's age, but we got online usernames. You know, Pickle Chipmunk comes from when I was 11, signing up for my first video game. And
what does
that
tell you?
Stick with us.
What does it tell you about the internet, Ben? That it never goes away. It will always come back to haunt you. So, guys, hang out for a minute. I'm up against a break. See, you never thought I'd say that to you, huh, Craig? This is Hack the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. It's Throwback Thursday. News coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. With commencement season in just about every major academic institution this time of year, USA Today published an article, the headline, Yale's Neutral Bathrooms, Part of a Changing Climate. Joining the moral revolution and explicitly the LGBT revolution, Yale has decided that it's going to create gender-inclusive bathrooms. They're now available on the campus map, ready for the commencement exercises. The dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences at Yale said this, quote, Yale aims to be a leader on this front. Part of what is important about the all-gender bathroom project and about getting it at the top of our commencement sites is this is about public signaling, end quote. Well, something tells me the president of Yale University probably wasn't really thankful for the dean letting the cat out of the bag. Yale here is admitting that it's doing this because it wants to be seen as doing this. It's about public signaling. Well, Yale, you sent the signal. Signal sent. Signal received. I'm Albert Moeller.
Hello, I'm Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compaq Asset Management. What a difference a day makes in these markets. But will you be on the right side from one day to the next? Market volatility is the time when you need to remain the most rational about your investment decisions. Yet it is the time when investors become the most emotional and often make devastating choices. So if you need some help, dial #250 on your cell phone, use the keyword talk to Mo, and ask for your free report on coping with market volatility. You can also make an appointment to meet with me for a free portfolio review. Again, from your cell phone, dial #250, talk to Mo, and get your free report, coping with market volatility. Ask for your free portfolio review also.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Now, back to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Show on Denver's Money Talk 1690 AM. It's Throwback Thursday. Anything can kind of happen Thursday. Well, this Throwback Thursday, I'm joined by an old friend, mentor, Craig Crossman, and Benjamin, the co-host of Computer America, or Pickled Chipmunk, as we were talking about. And he forever and always will be Pickled Chipmunk. Welcome back to the Charles Tendell Show. If you got a question, 303-632-4160 or over on the charlestendellshow.com. Pickle Chipmunk, what are you doing?
That's all I ever wanted.
That's all you ever wanted.
Thank you so
much. Was to have the intro being the Pickle Chipmunk. Be yeah. The intro of the Pickle Chipmunk.
You can follow the adventures of Pickle Chipmunk at our website at computeramerica.com.
There will now be a blog section dedicated. There must be. All right. It must be the adventures of Pickle Chipmunk. And there must be a chipmunk gif or art or graphic of a super chipmunk in like a sheet tied around his neck and some tidy whities and just yes, pickled chipmunk with a pickle in one hand.
Like you really painted a picture there that I myself, so thank you.
Well, you know, as another friend of mine who's been in the radio business for a long time says, we're in radio infotainment, so it's our job to be entertaining. And if you give me an avenue like Pickled Chipmunk, I'm going to use it, and I'm going to abuse it all the time.
I'm noticing that, but by the way, I just want to say that I did get your stories, and I sent you a couple more, but you're right. At the very beginning of the show, you mentioned that you picked a really rich field to talk about, mm-hmm. 5 days a week. Hacking comes up in our daily show, two or three stories at a time. Every single day, something new has happened. So, yeah. Again, good pick a topic.
Right. I just kind of slid into it.
You are assured. You are assured of a constant work from now on.
Now, you know what? You know what's going to happen now, right? It's like the stock market. Now everybody's like, you're in it. You've got it. Now it's all going to go flat. And there's going to be like that. All of a sudden, there's going to be a solution to cybersecurity, to hacking, and no one's going to get hacked ever. Ever.
Everyone agreed to just be cool. And just hacking cool. Each other.
Just be cool, man.
That's right.
Well, how about this, guys?
We won't need locksmiths anymore. We won't need locks. We won't need keys. And we'll just, we'll just have all our locks on our front door be Bluetooth, and you can use your smartphone and just enter it.
No,
be no problem.
No, in the utopian society, we don't need locks in utopia. We don't need locks in utopia. That's how it works. We don't need the locks. It's just, oh my goodness. Well, how about this? It's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, and we could sit and joke and have a good time, but let's do some news.
All right.
We used to do it all the time on Computer America. We spent.
We have the news music.
I don't have any news music.
Where's the news music?
I have no news music. Okay, that's creepy. But that does it take you back to your disco days? So let's start off with some news.
And in the news this week,
Craig Crossman makes his famous debut to the disco scene at the White Belt in Miami. So in real news. Go ahead. I dare you.
I was riding high in the Pickled Chipmunk. Look at the White Belt now.
Oh, okay. Man. So mm-hmm. In the news, in some real news right now, there was a strange caller in the first hour about their car actually getting hacked and driving off a bridge. So
no.
Hopefully that person
really?
Found some assistance and isn't dead. But if you are the owner of a Mitsubishi, you might be a little worried, or you might want to actually take it into the dealership or do whatever they are going to prescribe you do. But hackers can steal the Mitsubishi Outlander hybrid car by exploiting its own Wi-Fi access point. Researchers and security experts have revealed that the Mitsubishi Outlander Hybrid's car, the alarm system, the radio, basically everything in this vehicle can be remotely attacked by hackers. Now, what they're worried about.
It has a glaring loophole.
Oh, they always have a glaring loophole.
It has a loophole.
They always have a glaring loophole. Oh, and see, I do something different. I avoid reading it. I take the parts that are necessary because the reading it is just they don't do it the way that I need them to do it. They need to do it a certain way. But the loophole allows attackers to take over complete control of your car, and this is not unlike earlier in the month or earlier in the year or last year or the year before or I think even the year before that, when researchers demonstrated both to Wired magazine, on Toyota, on countless other model cars, that this can happen, that I can take over your radio, your air conditioner, and everything.
You were there.
I was.
You were there. Remember at CES? You know, you went out there for Computer America. You were at CES, and the news story had just broken. This was like 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
And you watched them do this. Yeah.
Yes, I had completely forgotten about this. But yes, 2 years ago, however many years ago. Yeah, we were there for that.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
I see headlines like this, and while it's terrifying, while most of the population out there are going to be afraid of this, they're going to say, "Oh my gosh, I drive the Mitsubishi Hybrid, the Mitsubishi, what is it? The what is this vehicle? See? The Outlander." The Outlander. Outlander. See, they've got the Highlander, the Outlander, the all of them. If you drive a Mitsubishi vehicle and it's relatively modern and it's got the in-car navigation system and you are indeed worried about actually getting hacked because it does happen and it is a severe security risk, you can call your local Mitsubishi dealer. You can go to their website most likely and download patches or read up on it, because if they haven't said anything about it, they're about to. So keep an eye out at your Mitsubishi dealer and everywhere else and see if you can get the new updates for your vehicle. Now, Craig, did you
you hear this all the time. I mean, Tesla just had this thing too. This is woman yesterday. We did a story, a claim that she was in the Tesla. They had just bought a brand new Tesla model. What was the model, Ben? The accelerator.
I feel like you're going to mix up the topic here, because that one is Tesla proved that she lied about how she wrecked her car, and
that's
this is
right.
How
she was claiming it was
control
Tesla.
Your car.
She claimed
she
it. She got hacked.
Tesla had somebody taken over it. Right. She got hacked, and her car accelerated.
She claimed that the autopilot feature of Tesla kicked in and rammed her car into the side of a building, and then Tesla proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that she rammed her own car into the side of the building.
Hmm. Well, see,
because
I mean, that's
Tesla has log files.
Oh,
log
which files. Is even scarier, right? But that's all about privacy. But we're edging toward the world of the self-driving car, where it's not going to matter. Google's going to know everything about you, right? Everybody's going to know everything.
They already do.
Right? There's not going to be any information. There's not going to be any new need for stuff. But this stuff, when it comes to these vehicles, right? These are weapons. These are bullets with wheels. Right.
Yeah,
these are people go to prison for manslaughter for drinking and driving because they got behind the wheel of their car and they ran somebody over. But now we've got hackers.
Death machines.
Exactly. Now we've got hackers. Yeah. Now we've got hackers. Now we've
Doing
got bad guys
thing.
Who can control them remotely. But the positive side of this article, right? And next week, I'm actually having the researchers, the analysts who from Pentest Partners on the show to talk about how it works and what they found and how hard it was or how easy it was for them to do. So there will be a pretty informative show next week. But what this shows in my world, and Craig, you remember this because this is something you've heard me preach forever. This shows the good guys are finding the holes faster than the bad guys. And they're telling people, and companies have become receptive and are actually going to go out and try and fix it.
It's because right now it's still proof of concept. I mean, this really hasn't happened yet, has it?
It has. It has happened. Like, they were able to demonstrate it, but it hasn't happened in the wild yet. They caught it before it could
happen. Right, exactly. In the wild. It's proof of concept. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Showing what could happen. And thank goodness there are people like that who are, you know, are at least on the ball, or at least they're trying to catch these things before it becomes something gets hurt.
But I mean, at the same time, the people who are, you know, researching this from the bad side, how often are the hackers that are finding these security flaws, how often are they the ones who want to stop a car, and how often are they trying to sell an exploit that they find? Like, well, the people who do the research, you know, on the other side aren't exactly the ones who are going to use it.
You're right. The researchers aren't the ones that are going to use it most of the time. The good guys aren't the ones that are going to use it because the good guys,
But I mean, even on the bad side, like the bad guys who are trying to research it, even they're not going to use it. They're trying to sell it to someone who is going to use it.
Right. But if
I would think.
Yes, that's exactly what happens, is when you see these level breaches, when you see these exploits, when you see these holes in different things, whoever gets to it first has the card, has the ability to do with it as they choose, so they can sell it. And oftentimes, the bad guys do go out and sell it. They go out and they sell it for $800,000, you know, $100,000, however much it is, just to get the money out of it. But if the good guys beat them to it, or if the good guys are shortly behind, then the exploit is null and void. It doesn't matter. Mitsubishi, or whoever it is that is working on it, you know, whoever it is that this is against is actively aware of it, and they're now going to chase this vulnerability down. They're not going to just sit there and say, oh, it was vulnerable. Let's not do anything. Let's not execute a recall. Let's not do anything to protect the public. They're actively looking, so it negates the bad guys. So it's a race to see who's going to get there first, and hopefully, 9 times out of 10, the good guys win, because there are just as many good guys out there. And this it's a kind of a sad state of affairs, I guess you could say, that it's the good guys are there and we outnumber the bad guys, right? We outnumber the bad guys significantly, but all you hear about are the bad guys. And, you know, as the good guys continue to speak up and say, no, not all of us are bad. We keep trying to fight this fight and we're tired, we're exhausted, we're beating you over the head, that you need to program securely or have these things thoroughly tested before you go to market so we can protect the consumer. Manufacturers are all about getting it out fast and making money. So it's all one long race.
You know, it's worse and worse. You know, I predict is that it'll become a daily thing. It'll be sort of like ransomware for your car. You'll be driving a car. They'll be tracking you on GPS.
Man.
You'll be in some remote road. They'll cut your ignition and say, demand $50 in Bitcoin to this account, and then we'll start your car. Let you start your car again.
Here, we've given you access to the Wi-Fi hotspot and the ability to download or to buy Bitcoin. Like, that's a horrible possibility. That is terrifying, Craig.
I just put it out there.
That is a nightmare, man. That's bad. And all you hear, like, it comes on in the voice of Hal. Hello.
I'm afraid, Dave. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Why did you stop? Please pay the fine,
Dave. I don't know.
But that does actually bring up another possibility with things like this, with these hyper-connected cars, with things like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when that becomes a feature in manufacturers? What happens when finance companies now have control of your car and they can shut down your ride? What happens when the IRS now has control of your car and that's how they electronically repossess it and send the locations everywhere? What about all of this data?
It doesn't have to go that way. It doesn't even have to go that far. You know, what is it? The Tesla does it right now. You know, they're selling you a car that has all kinds of abilities, but they won't give it to you. But if you pay them $3,000 or $4,000, then they'll flip a little switch and then they'll give you additional, you know, functionality to your car that you already paid for.
And it's already,
you can't use it, so you pay them even more.
Right. And it's software limited. So it's not even anything you can control. You're just going to have to come back to them later and do it. Well, guys, we're up against another break, so don't go anywhere. This is the Charles Tindall Show at Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. My guests today are the staff of Computer America. Fun show. We'll be right back with more news. Yes, Twitter did get hacked. Facebook world, I'm talking to you. I've got a few minutes here, a few seconds, where Donnie is the only one listening to me. Hi, Donnie. But you guys watching on the Facebook live stream, tell your friends, share it, like, do those things that you're supposed to do on social media to make it social. Go over to thecharlestindallshow.com and get interactive, or comment on the section below right down here. Like it. There's also a share button, probably somewhere over here. Click the button. Thank you.
What is the Del Walmsley Radio Show?
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. You need to stop being dependent on a paycheck. All of these self-help motivational people, they wind you up like a little clock. Click, 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 click. And then they let you go. Boom.
And who is this show about?
I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Radio Show. Weekday mornings at 10 on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Are you retired or planning for retirement? Hi, I'm Linda Gardner, host of Your Money, Your Retirement, Saturday morning at 10 on Denver's Money Talk. You'll hear timely topics that really matter, like Social Security, IRAs, 401ks, Roths, estate planning, protecting your investments in today's markets, and we answer questions from people like you. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 to hear me, Linda Gardner, host of Your Money, Your Retirement.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. With commencement season in just about every major academic institution this time of year, USA Today published an article, the headline, Yale's Neutral Bathrooms, Part of a Changing Climate. Joining the moral revolution and explicitly the LGBT revolution, Yale has decided that it's going to create gender-inclusive bathrooms. They're now available on the campus map, ready for the commencement exercises. The dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences at Yale said this, quote, Yale aims to be a leader on this front. Part of what is important about the all-gender bathroom project and about getting it at the top of our commencement sites is this is about public signaling, end quote. Well, something tells me the president of Yale University probably wasn't really thankful for the dean letting the cat out of the bag. Yale here is admitting that it's doing this because it wants to be seen as doing this. It's about public signaling. Well, Yale, you sent the signal. Signal sent, signal received. I'm Albert Moeller.
We now return to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Little green bag. Welcome back. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. It is Throwback Thursday, and I'm hanging out with Craig Crossman and the infamous pickled chipmunk of computeramerica.com. If you've got questions for me or my guest, 303-632-4160. Number again, 303-632-4160. And if you're picking up your phone, most likely mobile, to dial that number, go to your favorite app store and download the 1690 KDMT app. From there, you can text the show. You can listen to the live stream of the show. You can check out some of the other shows in the KDMT lineup, Experience Pros, Connect and Collaborate, Jeff Thompson and his Retirement Jack show. All great stuff, great personalities, good information. So check them out in the 1690 KDMT app. Facebook people, you all out there, you know what's going on. Comment, share, do all that fun stuff on the page, or go over to the CharlesTendellShow.com and get interconnected there. So coming back from the break, my guests are, as I said, Pickle Chipmunk, the host of the Computer America show, and his faithful sidekick, Craig. God, I was wondering if anybody was going to get that.
Getting redder and redder.
His face is getting red.
Thank goodness for radio.
Thank goodness. He's like, well, it's out there now. I mean, did you expect it not to come up? I think you did.
I expected that this was going to be the first introduction to your audience. I was like, oh, this is all professional. And then, single chipmunk. All right.
Why would this be professional? What kind of professionalism is this? There's no professionalism.
This is fun.
Good. Well, okay. So I sent you guys news stories in the old school fashion of the show. And Ben, you sent me some back. So
yeah.
What's on your plate?
Right. Well, waving, yeah.
What?
The EMET evading exploit, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit. Yeah, it's in Windows, and evidently they're coming up with exploits that are defeating that. They're just coming up with this. They have a product called Angler. It's a toolkit for sale that they're saying that basically can bypass Microsoft's EMET, you know, and this was a story that Ben picked out. I think it's actually pretty cool.
So, Ben, go with it.
Right. Well, I'm not as security-oriented as you are, but this article was pretty well written that even I can understand it. But there is something called Angler EK, which is, as Craig said, is available for sale, and it helps you get around EMET, which I'm sure is Microsoft's, kind of anti-intrusive exploit kind of stuff.
It is the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit.
That one.
What?
Right.
But go on.
So they have something called the Data Execution Prevention. Is a mitigation developed to prevent the execution of code in certain parts of the memory. And the Angular EK that they are selling allows you to bypass that and essentially use any part of, if I'm reading this right, any part of the memory for any program that you would like. So essentially it's a very, very, very low level hack, so they can pretty much install anything they want and bypass any security that you could possibly have because this is even lower level.
I see that was the.
I believe.
That's the okay. So, in my world, in the hacker world, these are cryptors and things like that, sort of ish. This isn't really a cryptor, but what the tool does is, Microsoft came out with a way to stop malicious code execution, and the bad guys figure out a way to trump their efforts.
That's
so,
right.
So what is it? It's the guys in my lab used to say it's a trace busta. So it's one of those things where you build a better system to protect against the bad guys. We're going to build a better software to give the bad guys access. And this is over on arstechnica.com, by the way. So if you want to go check that one out, or you can look over on the charlestendellshow.com. There will be show notes with links and all those other wonderful things when the podcast gets posted on the website. Or I'm sure you'll hear about it over on computeramerica.com. But it's basically meant to give hackers, the bad guys, easy ways to exploit Windows. Well, the question is, why isn't Windows, teaming up with these guys or getting deeper into the community to be able to stay one step ahead of them? I mean, it's a lot like we were saying with the cars. It's a race to see who's going to make it out first.
Yeah. Lock and key. It's lock and key. Yeah, exactly.
Do you still have faith in your Bluetooth locks?
But don't most companies have a bug identifying program, a bug bounty program where, you find something and it's in something along these lines, you could even get, $10,000, $50,000, whatever, how many thousands of dollars to point out an exploit, and then they'll actually pay you for that.
Well, the problem with these large organizations, with organizations the size of Microsoft or the size of Google, for example, because Android has the same problem, right, where they've got the open bug bounty and all that other stuff. There are thousands of components in Microsoft products, and because Microsoft has held on to the market for so long as the go-to number one home PC, work PC, embedded material, tablet, well, not tablets anymore, but like super thin computer, like walk into a Walmart and out of the 30 computers that are there, 20 of them are going to be Windows, and then 10 of them are going to be Chromebooks, right? So it's really hard for them to be able to, anticipate what you're going to put on this machine. And the only way they would be able to stop this kind of attack is by registering, signaturing, and having a ever-growing database of every piece of software ever installed on your computer. And because software is written specifically for a reason, by individuals, things are changed, open source software is a thing, web apps are a thing, people programming locally is a thing, they can't do that. So the more they can only program to prevent these things up to a certain point.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Craig.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, so all that culminates into an atmosphere that maybe back in the day when you only had X amount of, software developers for X amount of products and each one could be vetted by Microsoft or whoever, but now that everything that you're outlining just says that they have to make their system compatible and open enough that people can develop and sell products for it, but at the same time, that openness leads to a lot of, insecurity. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say insecurity. Insecurity.
I mean, it's... Go ahead.
And let's face it. This is just the tip of the iceberg, because now what do we have? The Internet of Things, right? That means that everything is open. Come on, the party's just getting started here.
You're right.
This, Craig, it's just going to go on and on. Yeah.
You're 100% right. The party is just getting started because it's you know, and that's the tipping point that we find with Microsoft and with large scale saturation of items. And the further we get to this hyper connectivity, I mean, you know, did you ever get your Apple Watch, by the way, Craig?
No, I never did.
No, he never got his Apple Watch. But
I'm waiting for the next. Waiting for the next model.
Okay. So, I mean, like from the Apple Watch to the iPhone to, you know, Nest thermostats to you know, all of these things have processors. They have computing power. They have the ability to do something. They are attack surfaces everywhere, literally everywhere. Okay. I mean, they're in your cars. They're in your phones. They're in, you know, everything. So as this cloud expands, yeah, there's going to be more people getting hacked.
Come on, Charles, remember, I mean, to this day, the guy from Kwikset won't talk to me anymore because he came on my show. And thanks to you.
I'm sorry. I was trying.
But you were right.
I was trying to be polite. I was trying to be polite. So the story is back when I was co-hosting on Computer America, right? Was I co-hosting or did you bring me on as a I think Ben had the night off.
I was co-hosting at that time.
Yeah. Well, this guy came on.
Yeah.
This guy came on, and I have an affinity to products that are produced insecurely, and they're produced insecurely at the interest of convenience, at the interest of rapid development, and all this other stuff. In fact, I did a show. One of my first shows by myself was all about how Samsung's smart hub got hacked, enabling an attacker to literally send a text message and get the code to your house. Done. I'm in. I have everything, right? And I'm like, oh man, this is horrible, right? And he did it he found a hole in it. He found a hole, even in a closed ecosystem, he found a hole and was able to do it. But this guy came on the show, right? The Kwikset guy came on the show and he was preaching about his security and everything else. And he went all the way down to the point where he said, oh, well, we didn't worry about the security. It's all going to be dependent on how secure your router is. And I kind of went off on him.
Exploded.
I didn't mean to go off on the guy. I was trying to be composed. I was like, wait.
Eviscerate this guy on the air. But, you know, to this day, he won't come back on my show. But that's okay, because you were right.
Well,
you're right.
You know, I like to be right. Well, guys, we're up against a break again. It's funny. But this is Hacked. The Charles Tendell Show at Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. I'm talking to the guys from Computer America on Throwback Thursday. Coming up after the break, Twitter hacked, 32 million accounts. Don't go anywhere. This is the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Grave, Alpine Planning Group. It's time for our monthly IRA workshop, the third Wednesday of every month. We invite you to join us for the Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning.
Yes, Facebook,
from rollovers to conversions to tax-efficient withdrawals. Join us to learn more. 1 hour here at Alpine Planning Group, all about wise IRA planning. Visit alpineplanninggroup.com or call 303-843-0918. Please visit alpineplanninggroup.com for registration detail. We hope to see you soon.
Okay, we're here at creditrepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. With me, I got Aaron. Aaron, there's a lot going on here today.
That's right, Justin. Last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit reports.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
Sure does. Our proven process actually can help remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
Well, when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
Want a heavy-duty American-made vacuum that makes the others look like they... Come to All Ray's Vacuum and Sewing, where service and quality still count. All Ray's Vacuum is the oldest vacuum location in town for over 35 years, with over 200 makes and models on display and over 10,000 bags, belts, and parts in stock. You'll be sure to find find what you need. So visit Allrays for all your vacuum and sewing machine needs at 3740 South Broadway, just south of Hamden, or visit them online at allraysvacuum.com.
Now, back to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
See, Craig, I have a little bit better intro music. Just a little bit. Welcome back. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. It's Throwback Thursday, and I'm doing the news with Craig and Ben from the Computer America Show at ComputerAmerica.com. If you've got questions, 303-632-4160. That number again, 303-632-4160. And if you're picking up your phone to dial, you can slide the phone over or hit the N button or the Touch ID button. Just click it once. Go over to your app store. Hit the search icon, 1690 KDMT, install. When the app comes up, you can listen to the live stream. You can send the show a text message. You can interact. You can listen to some of the other shows on the KDMT lineup. All good stuff, good personalities. Check them out, the 1690 KDMT app in your favorite app store. Now, for this show, you can go over to thecharlestendellshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, email, charles@thecharlestendellshow.com, highly original, charles@thecharlestendellshow.com, or the Facebook people over on the Facebook page for the Charles Tendell Show. You can comment, like, share, send it to all your friends. Coming up later or next week or tomorrow, actually, we're going to be doing some fun news. We're having Megan Barth from Reagan Baby and a lawyer from California who say that the six-month jail sentence for the young man who got convicted of raping that young lady behind the dumpster in California is justified. It's sure to be a flaming, hot, unbelievable show, so don't miss that one. That's tomorrow on the Charles Tendell Show. But today we're doing the news with Ben and Craig from Computer America. Guys, I'm loving it, I have to tell you. It's fun having you. It's fun torturing Ben. So, I promise you, for the next 10 minutes, I'm not going to torture you at all.
What? And we were going to make a tradition out of it. And
oh. for the rest of the show, I won't torture you. How about that?
Perfect. And okay. Also, Pickle Chipmunk, that's very, very private information. That's my emails, that's my passwords, that's my usernames, that's all. Everything online is associated with that. So, don't tell anyone. Confidential.
Don't tell anybody yet.
You don't want to tell anybody. You don't want to tell anybody what exactly?
that my bank account's overflowing with rubies and money is associated with Pickle Chipmunk. So don't tell anyone.
I had an identity theft expert on the show. I think it was last night, named Mike Daugherty, and he wrote a book called "The Devil Inside the Beltway." I believe that's his book. Yeah, Mike, I think I got it. But he would look at you right now and be like, you're joking, right? But you know what? He doesn't know you well enough to know that you're serious. And that's what it is. It's like the Pirates of the Caribbean. Unless he told the truth, knowing you wouldn't believe the truth. So he told you the truth anyway.
And then it gets so confusing that you can't tell what.
All right. So is it my turn or is it Craig's turn? I think it's Craig's turn.
It's his Twitter password. That's what.
It's his Twitter password. Well, we can use that. Yeah, that's how Mark Zuckerberg got hacked. He used da-da-da. He used da-da-da on his LinkedIn page, and that's how they got his Twitter page. And then all of a sudden, they were Mark Zuckerberg for 45 minutes.
Oh. What would you do if you were Mark Zuckerberg for 45 minutes?
For 45 minutes? For 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I would execute a command or write a script that would allow me to wipe all the personal data off of Facebook or encrypt everything on Facebook, locking both Facebook itself and anyone who would be paying for Facebook out of the personal data of millions of people.
And then you would send them an email with ransomware saying for $15 million, you'll give him back the decryption key.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just send an MP3 to his car that says, hello. Hello, Mark. I'm afraid I can't do that, Mark. We're going to have to pay this ransomware so that you can get your car back, Mark. If you don't do this, I'm going to drive you to a village filled with orphans that are upset because Facebook took their parents from them.
I just want to say that in about 38 seconds, that got really dark really fast.
So that's Craig. Craig's got this thing going on. You've heard about his future.
Right. We're an equal opportunity offender. That's it.
I'm just saying, what would you do with 45 minutes of Facebook freedom?
Personally?
Yes.
I would make some stylistic changes to Twitter. First of all, the 140 character, stuff, out. It's gone. Everyone can write novels. It's going to be
No. There's enough of that kind of crap out there on the internet. No. No, 140 characters is too much.
Well, then,
it's too much.
If you don't like my new 1 million character limit, then maybe you would enjoy my other Twitter 2, which is just Twit short, and that's going to be a 12 character limit.
Oh, so, man.
It's going to be acronyms as far as the eye can see. Eyes can see.
And you wouldn't even be able to write that on your 12 character.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm not going to drive anyone to orphan villages. That's not what I'm about.
All right. Well, I've got a few more minutes, and we've got news, and I want to get this one out because people are worried about this. We were talking about Mark Zuckerberg jokingly getting his Twitter hacked, but over on thehackernews.com, 32 million Twitter passwords may have been leaked. Now, everybody remembers all the stuff that's happened. May, as in possibly, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. But the last time I heard maybe from this particular source, it was right before TeamViewer came out and confirmed, the breach is widespread. We don't know how many people are impacted. We're working to stop it. We don't really know what caused the problem, but we're on it. Thanks for really nothing. But the same place, the same place that we got the LinkedIn leak from, the MySpace, right? I think Ben is still over there. You can find Ben at myspace.com/pickledchipmunk. But MySpace got
that's
hacked.
That's probably true.
Tumblr.
That's probably true.
Tumblr flame.
Don't do that. You might actually get something.
Oh, no. But all of these credentials, including 32 million alleged Twitter account handles, are on sale right now. On kind of the dark web, it's being talked about in regular media, so it's technically not the dark web, but it is the dark web. The website called Leaked Source, a search engine for sites that index leaked login data from breach sites, noted in a blog post that it received a copy of the Twitter database from a particular user, and it's the same alias who provided the data from VK.com. So it's a pretty credible source, but it's on sale, and you can get it. You can get 32 million Twitter accounts, 32 million brand new guaranteed followers for just the low entry price of $5,800 or about 10 Bitcoin. Now, Twitter hasn't confirmed this yet. In fact, Twitter strongly denied and said that this is not what's going on. This is not real. This is a hoax. However, people love doing that, and it's probably going to turn out to be it may not be Twitter directly. It'll probably turn out to be some API somewhere that was old and decrepit, and the company who wrote it went out of business or stopped doing what they were doing and let the data just marinate until somebody hacked it. So keep an eye out on your Twitter account or look for emails from Twitter to find out whether or not you actually ended up in one of those things that got hacked. Or you can probably go over to either consumercybersecurity.com, my website, or haveibeenpwned.com. And put in your information and see if you pop up there. In fact, I recommend you go over to haveibeenpwned.com regularly and search and see if you can set up an alert so that you can find out whether your information is online. But keep an eye out on Twitter. That might happen. Now, Pickle Chipmunk, you don't have a Twitter under Pickle Chipmunk, do you? I mean, Ben.
I absolutely don't.
So would you,
that's silly.
And I'm sorry, the whole promise not to harass you for the rest of the show lasted like 30 seconds.
You know what? I think I'll make it.
Hey, you know, it's one of the you host your own show. It's one of the privileges.
Oh yes, I can pick on people. Oh yes,
yes you can.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to kick you off of this show.
Yeah,
I just have to sway over the other one.
Yeah, he threatened me with that earlier today. Did he tell you that?
Yeah, no, he did not.
Yeah, he threatened that earlier. Okay. He's like, I got the drop button right here. I was like, oh.
The dump button, the infamous dump button, yes. Yeah.
So what do you think?
7 second delay.
So what do you think, Craig? 32 what? Million Twitter accounts and
I don't think it's real.
You don't think it's real?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a big number.
It just doesn't sit right. You know, it doesn't sound legitimate. What? I think I'll believe it when I see it.
Ah, there's the answer. That's the Craig Crossman I remember. I'll believe it when I see it. That's really what was going on. There was no fact behind it. It was, I'll believe it when I see it.
It seemed more like...
We don't need facts.
For anyone out there who actually knows, Twitter is actually full of these fake accounts that are bots and, you know, just who are like fake followers and things like that. I'm betting it's a couple of companies that have access to 32 million fake accounts, and I'm betting it's that.
It could be that.
That seems like the best place to get
that
many people.
See, I mean, now that makes more sense to me. That makes good sense. I mean, this guy, but he's a credible source, so he has confirmed VK, confirmed the Tumblr, the MySpace, and a couple other ones. Even the LinkedIn one came from this particular account that's selling these particular credentials. So there is an era that, you know, this might be legit. He might be telling the truth. But I think you're both right. I think it is, like I said, it's somebody out there who was one of those, like, anytime you go to, like, one of these new apps, one of these new, I can make your life easier, or I, you know, here, take my gift survey, or those really stupid Facebook, which friend's friend are you, right? Yes, you. I'm talking to you over there on Facebook. I know you're probably that person that sends those out. The who is your friend's friend Facebook people watching on the live stream on the Facebook page of the show. But every time you do that and it says connect with your social media, with your LinkedIn, with your Yahoo, with whatever it is, okay? Whenever you do that, it takes your information, your passwords, your stuff, it connects it to it, it generates an API key. That is essentially your password. And it gives these apps access to post on your behalf and suck down your information and send out Farmville requests. So I bet it was one of those.
Right. I understand. But I think he's changed his password now. It's no longer dot, dot, dot. It's pa, pa, pa.
It's pa, pa, pa. No. Yeah. If I were Mark Zuckerberg and we were coming to the end of my 45 minutes, I would change all of his passwords, like the company wide password to everyone's email, to MySpace. So to get into their computers, they'd have to log in to MySpace. So guys, it's the last minute of the show. I'm going to come up at the end of it. It has been a blessing having you, and I've always had so much fun hanging out with you guys and talking and doing radio. But take it and tell the world how they can get on Computer America, where they can listen to it, what it's all about, and all of that fun stuff so they know who you are and where they can get you.
Well, all you have to remember is computeramerica.com, and that's it. That takes you right to our website and tell you all about our show, and the website's up there, and that's pretty much it. But I want to take this moment to congratulate you on your show, Charles. This is terrific, and best of luck to you with it. Really.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Ben. Thank everyone. This has been Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk 1690. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about some scary stuff. Be here.
KDMT, Arvada, Denver.
We're all about money.
Denver's all new
Money Talk
1690 AM.